How's Sam Shields coming along?
Getting better. Sam's going to do some work today at practice.
And Bakhtiari?
Getting better. Hopefully he can do something today at practice.
You have the same answer about Brian Bulaga, or you're not quite as
hopeful? Brian feels like he's getting better, too. I talked to him Monday and then Tuesday. And so, I mean, it's going to take the full week for those guys. I mean, it's really I know as much today as I did on Saturday.
Mike, when you're playing, and this is not an indictment of the guys that have to step up and be the next man up, but when you're playing without your two starting right and left tackles, mm-hmm. do you have to change how you go about your business? Does it hamstring you, that you have to maybe do more protection related things and not be able to get as many guys out in the patterns and stuff like that?
Absolutely. I think any time you put together game plans, you look at matchups and potential issues during the course of a game, and sometimes you may go in a little more optimistic, or sometimes you go in a little more pessimistic. So, and that's all part of the adjustments and so forth. So when you're in that situation, helping a tackle or helping both tackles, which was definitely the case in Arizona. So, I mean, we obviously didn't get that done. And it, obviously you saw the result of some of those plays.
Like, you've seen Bridgewater now, this will be the fourth time. I mean, what have you seen as far as his progression and in his growth?
Teddy Bridgewater, I think he's definitely one of the young ascending quarterbacks in the league. I'm very impressed with him. Just when you see him live, he didn't play the first time we played those guys last year, and now watching him twice. Very elusive, gets the ball out of his hand. It's a very experienced quarterback. You can tell he's played a lot of football, has managed the offense at the line of scrimmage. His cadence, his demand is definitely ahead of the curve for a guy in his second year. I was impressed with his mechanics and mannerisms at the line of scrimmage. So, and he feels like, or it looks like he feels very comfortable in North system.
Is experience a big deal, do you think? You guys have obviously won a lot of championships around here, division and otherwise. Do you think that is a factor in your favor going to this?
I don't know. I don't really. We're not really looking at the past. We get to walk through a great past each and every day when we walk through the doors. But we're focused on beating the Vikings. This is the 2015 Green Bay Packers. This is our opportunity to win a division championship. And just the way we play and the way they play, and just the details of that and the preparation. That's really what this is all about throughout the week. So everything we do from the time we get together is about beating the Vikings.
Like, you're not the first coach that's come up here and said the division is, the most important thing. But when you look at that from the planning perspective, mm-hmm. why do you put so much emphasis on division games? What is that?
Well, I mean, you can make a case that division games really almost count as, potentially two wins. So, I mean, I think that's the common goal for any NFL team as you prepare for a season. And here we go. Particularly the last three or four years of putting all the division games near the end of the year for good reason. So it's this is a game that when you looked at when the schedule came out in the spring that hey, you're going to probably be playing for something, and that's definitely the case.
Position the last couple of years, what does that say going into Sunday and the experience you have in that case?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of your question.
Since you guys have been in this position the last couple of years playing for the division title, okay. In the last game of the regular season, what does that experience kind of say for Sunday now?
Well, I think it's, anytime you have experience from the past, your older players can share that with your younger players, and you can look at different things that you may have done, but once again, this is one game. This is exclusive to the players and coaches from both teams. I don't really get caught up in the history and so forth. We did a study since 2010. I think there's been, six games that came down to the wire in the last week. So, and the importance of, which is usually the case each and every week, the turnover ratio is 50, 85% win. With a team that takes care of the football.
Mike, I know it's only Wednesday morning, but do you have a good feel for just kind of where your team is at, kind of after the ups and downs of the last, 16 weeks, just where they're at mentally or going into this game since it is such an important game?
Well, we worked Monday, so I feel like everything we needed to do Monday, coming off of Sunday, the Arizona experience, we accomplished that and really had a very good quality, you know, time as far as the Minnesota preparation, particularly, you know, the film studies. So we're a little further into our plan than we would be on a normal Wednesday, and so our guys are all locked in. I mean, that's the feeling I have.
Like, is it taxing at all on quarterback to have a season where, you know, one guy calls the plays part of the season, then you go back to doing it? Is there any adjustment for Aaron, or is that seamless, do you think?
I think it, in the game of football, it's all about adjustments and emphasis, so, and even change. So that's what a season brings. I mean, and that's why you put so much time into the planning stages and the ability to adjust, you know, throughout a game, throughout a quarter, throughout a season. I mean, there's always things that happen. I don't think I've ever coached throughout a season where you go, "Whoa, that's, you know, I haven't seen that before." So, and you know, we've had a couple of those this year, and hopefully you have a couple more of those on the positive side.
Jason, I asked you about Everett Harrison playing time yesterday or Monday. You've obviously, Duke Devontae's got a lot of opportunities this year, and he maybe hasn't performed the way you want him to. Is that just because you've seen him do it? Like last year, several big games. Is that why you've kind of ridden that, even though he's been up in such an up and down season?
You know, we do play time, you know, reports as a coaching staff, you know, and obviously the week of preparation affects, you know, how the outlook is each and every week, and then the game is played. So as far as who plays, how they play, and how much they play, you know, that's all part of your preparation, and that's part of the execution of a game.
Like, how do you feel about what you're getting out of your tight ends now again? You're without Perillo, you've got Andrew back, but, you know, I thought maybe that Lions game was going to be a jumping-off point for Richard, and he's kind of been quiet since that game. What do you think you're getting there?
Well, I mean, it's a long season. You know, you go through, you know, the ebb and flows of it, and, you know, game planning process has changed some in the last, you know, 4 weeks. And but, you know, Richard's, you know, his opportunities have probably not been as much as he was early in the season where we were exclusively, you know, the tight end on the field. We've been playing more three wides and two backs. So that's probably the biggest change, and which would answer your question.
Mike, after the game against the Cardinals, some of the guys, Aaron and James Jones and the other veteran players, said that when the lights come on in the playoff setting that this team will show up. Is there any concern that, you know, in that mindset, waiting until the playoffs to show up, can be detrimental to the team?
I have no concern.
Mike, what do you think? We've asked you about a lot of guys that have been up and down this year, mm-hmm. but Eddie probably has had the most ups and downs. Where do you think he is? And how important is he to your success here going forward from the NFC North title game onward?
Well, I mean, Eddie, James, I mean, it's important. I mean, anytime you have players, you know, the quarterback touches the ball each and every down. You know, running backs, you know, hopefully are touching it 35 times a game. I got to take care of the football. So, yeah, they're definitely – I think the obvious is they're very important. And Eddie's is always looked at as a primary contributor when we do our game plan. So – I would say his contributions are needed.
Hey, Mike, you go back to that first Vikings game, and since then I think Eddie is sixth in the league in rushing yards in that stretch. What's been the difference, do you think, for him from that point on?
Well, you know, opportunities. There's things that went on, you know, earlier in the year. Hopefully we're past all that. But, you know, he's, you know, sometimes it takes the run game a little longer to get going in the passing game, and I think history will point to that. You know, your training camps are not as long as they used to be. The pad of work is obviously cut way back. So, I mean, you know, those are things that, in my opinion, you see early in the season are just not very clean.
How's he doing, by the way? I know the broadcast showed him holding his rib. I know he's on the injury report, at least for a couple of weeks with that.
Doing good, getting better. Well, I mean, we played very good run defense that day in Minnesota. I think we all realize and feel that, you know, Adrian will get his touches, you know, come Sunday night. So, you know, that's what we're preparing for. And and obviously running the football, particularly at this time of year, is of high importance.